While I've been on vacation here in St. Louis, I had an opportunity to meet and talk with a doctor who's about ready to retire. And this is a story we've had up on the website now for several days regarding the JFK assassination. This is an incredible story, and in a moment we're going to talk with Lamar Waldron about this and get his reaction. But now listen to this. His doctor's talking to me. And he said, well, you're the guy doing Coast to Coast. And I says, yeah, I'm one of them. I'm the one during the week. And he said, well, I've got to tell you this story, and it's a God-true story. So he pulls me aside, and we go into a corner. And he says, when I was about 14 or 15 years old in 1958, I was the friend of a kid by the name of Art Schenker. His father was Morris Schenker. Now, Morris Schenker was an attorney for the underworld, and he was also the attorney for Jimmy Hoffa. As a matter of fact, the former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Ronald Lawrence wrote of Schenker, and this is the reason I want you to hear this, there's a tendency to dismiss as inconsequential the tremendous influence and power wielded inside and outside the underworld by Morris Schenker, a functionary for the St. Louis, Kansas City, Chicago, and other families. This largely was because most local law enforcement officers were unable to comprehend the complexity of the man and his operations. Schenker, a lawyer who once represented Jimmy Hoffa, was a mover and shaker and a financial genius of the caliber of Meyer Lansky. He, Schenker, was the one who tapped the Teamsters Union Central States Pension Fund to finance much of the mob's penetration of Las Vegas casinos and other ventures. Schenker's influence extended far beyond the underworld, and he was able to get two of his own federal indictments killed. St. Louis underworld interests controlled two Las Vegas casinos years ago, the Dunes, owned by Schenker, and the Aladdin. Well, what this doctor was telling me was that Morris Schenker invited them to kind of sit in on a party in 1958 in his house here in St. Louis. And in attendance was John F. Kennedy. This is 1958 now. Jimmy Hoffa and some other people that he did not mention. And apparently this all had to stem about Kennedy's quest to become the president in the 1960 election. As you know, Robert Kennedy was after Jimmy Hoffa in 1956 as he was the attorney for a crime committee, and they were really keen in on Jimmy Hoffa and some others. And according to the doctor, he says, we overheard the conversation with Hoffa screaming, saying, we can get you elected. You basically have to play ball with us. And eventually, of course, Hoffa and the Teamsters endorsed Richard Nixon for the presidential run. So that was that story. That's what happened. It was Hoffa, John Kennedy, and some other people in the home of Morris Schenker, who I have just described to you, and that was in 1958. In 1963, when Kennedy was assassinated, these kids were now 5 years older, Morris Schenker called them both into the house and said, now, you remember that party we had back in 1958? And they said, yes, sir, we do. And he said, do you know why John Kennedy was assassinated? And they said, no, sir, we do not. And he said, because he forgot who was in charge. It is my belief, and after talking to the doctor afterward, that John F. Kennedy was killed by the mob. And though some people have said this over the years, this is a different twist to it. It's almost like an outside source kind of corroborating just exactly what so many of you have thought over the years. But they believe that the mob wanted to go back into Cuba. They wanted to oust Castro, who, when he took over, when he overthrew Batista, they smashed all the mafia casinos. And the mafia wanted those casinos back. They were making close to $100 million a year, and that was back in 1960 money. That was a lot of money. And they wanted the support from Kennedy to do that. Apparently, that obviously didn't happen after the failed Bay of Pigs. And I truly believe now that the mob was fully responsible, probably with the help of some others, but fully responsible for the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Now, was Lee Harvey Oswald the lone gunman that fateful day in Dallas, November 22nd, 1963? I do not know, but it is highly possible now, based on the things I've heard and this doctor, this soon-to-be-retired doctor, that John F. Kennedy was killed, a conspiracy did him in, and that the mob was heavily involved in his assassination.